Summer programs can be critical for certain students to continue their learning. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Laura Bronstein, professor of social work at Binghamton University, examines how community schools can help.
Summer learning loss is a huge issue across K-12 education, and it's especially concerning for youth from low-income families. While middle-class homes can often provide for summer enrichment, children from low-income families can lack quality summer activities. Learning loss for youth in low-income communities adds up dramatically over the years. By ninth grade, about two-thirds of the academic achievement gap between disadvantaged youth and their more advantaged peers can largely be explained by how they spend their summers. As founding director of Binghamton University Community Schools and a scholar who studies the outcomes of community schools that include summer programming, I have seen the profound potential they have in creating a more equitable school environment and increasing attendance, achievement, and graduation rates. Community schools build bridges among community resources, placing the school at the core of the community to support youth, families, and neighborhoods within and beyond the doors of the classroom. They are among the most effective means to promote equity so that all students have the support they need to graduate and succeed. When summer programs are components of community schools, they assure students from low-income families have the necessary support to continue learning through the summers. This occurs through enriched activities including music, dance, crafts, athletics, outdoor experiences, and academics. With students more plugged into summer learning, teachers in high-poverty neighborhoods can begin teaching new content at the start of the school year. When more school districts implement the community school model and offer summer programs, we can reduce learning loss across the country, lessen the academic gap that low-income students face when they return to school in the fall, support our teachers' focus on grade-level academics, and lead all students, families, and communities toward a brighter future.
That was Laura Bronstein of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.